More rain-soaked flood ravaged Pakistan today, and even heavier downpours are forecast for the coming days. Pakistani officials estimate as many as 13 million people throughout the South Asian nation have been affected by the rising waters, and about 1,500 people have died, most of them in the northwest, the hardest-hit region. Spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Pakistan, Michael O'Brien, told us more about their response to the disaster.
We would describe this as a catastrophe which has an entirely different dimension from an earthquake. In the longer term, we have to deal with the fact that most crops have been destroyed in a country where agricultural self-sufficiency is important. So there are some substantial longer term needs. In the short term, we're also distributing tentage and the capacity for people to cook the food that's given to them. Because in this flood, many people have actually lost all of their possessions. The floodwaters came on so quickly. So there's no point just giving them food if they have no capacity to cook it. Some distributions are pre-prepared food so that it's ready to be consumed, and others are made along with what we call non-food items like cook sets and dry fuel and the like. I just add that there's a couple of other things that are really important. People are displaced. They've lost contact with family members and they're not sure who is still alive, who is affected. So we normally set up a program called Restoring Family Links, where we use satellite telephones where possible to put people back in touch with relatives or family members who are missing. So that's another important feature that we're starting to wind up now, that we've got to a point where we can actually access these communities.